Blog Talk Radio.
Turn my fucking phone on!
Who's the guy with all the dirt on Hollywood's biggest scandals?
Who's hiding?
What does he know?
This is Kelly Clarkson.
Sometimes you gotta go to an author, TV host, and bigger than life personality to learn. Fame is a bitch.
Good morning, small boy. Good morning, big boy.
Hello? What? All right. I'm on the Howard Stern Show.
Good.
This is breaking news.
Hello, Jackie.
The guy with all the dirt on Hollywood's biggest scandals?
Who's hiding?
What does he know?
This is Kelly Clarkson.
Sometimes you gotta go to an author, TV host, and bigger than life personality to learn. Fame is a bitch.
Please bring me a flame retarded blanket. Ouch! Ouch! Turn my fucking phone on!
Who's the guy with all the dirt on Hollywood's biggest scandals?
Who's Hobbit?
What does he know?
This is Kelly Clarkson.
Sometimes you gotta go to an author, TV host, and bigger than life personality to learn. Fame is a bitch.
Good evening, skinny boy. Yes, we did a quick show. We decided to hop over to the east side of Manhattan. We're at 68th and York. We're down in the lobby of the beautiful, I must say, Weill Cornell Hospital, and is a special place to me. It's taking care of some of my family members, and of course, to all of us, it's taking care of our biggest joy, our big boy. He's upstairs on the third or fourth floor. We have people scouring the floors right now to figure out where he is, because he was playing a little trickery with the names and everything, but we got the name, and we're going to head up over there in a little bit, see if he'll do a bedside interview. But for now, we'll just come back here and stay here, and we'll see if we can get this thing going. I'm not in front of the computer, so I won't be able to determine if this is even going out on the air. I'll do the show for myself and for anyone that can hear. There are doctor's announcements here that I can barely hear at some point, but I will try to do my best to give the information, recap my vacation last week, what actually happened with the channel, with the show. I heard a little bit of Howard's show today. It was pretty good. The clips that they played were good. I guess Howard was off a week, so it was kind of a lag in our world compared to his. But the main issue today is Eric's in the hospital. People were saying that it was fake. The emails were fake. I read some of the chat before I got on here. It's real from what I could tell. We're here. We're down here. We're going to go ahead and see if we can have – we have two spies now at the hospital that work there, and we have a few fans that called in and said – they'll give live updates. But I said, hey, let's just go down to the lobby. We'll see if the big boy wants to see us. If not, we'll just burst right in there. I'm not sure if you can hear me over the sounds. Again, I can't test it. I'm just doing it to see if this works or not. I realize that that's not the most professional way to handle a show, but we'll do the best we can under the circumstances. So to recap, Eric is supposedly in this hospital. We'll find out if he is. And last week, if we go through the events of what occurred when I left. Now, Eric is a lot tougher when I'm gone. He's tougher on everybody. And that's just the way he is. So the issue was that he wanted his phone on. I guess he was scamming Gonzo to pay for the phone, and we'll get into talking about that as well. But it looks like the show actually catapulted Eric into a really well-paying job. I mean, he's about to make $2,000 this month, and he's set to make about $800. So that's pretty good, I guess. We can talk if you want about what occurred, the show today, and hopefully real soon we'll be moving on up to Eric's place and see how he's doing. I don't know anything about the schedule for the surgery. I haven't spoken to anyone really about it, and we'll talk about how I communicate with Eric. And we'll get into it there. I was supposed to have Crystal on. Let's see. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for doing the show. So I asked Crystal to come on. You can't really hear from your phone the hospital that we're in the background. But thank you for coming on and co-hosting me. So I may have to take some time to get to Eric's bedside. But in the meantime, we'll roll on with the show. So Crystal, last week I left, and maybe you could tell me because I'm not in the office. Could you hear me when I was speaking before?
I couldn't. I my service is not that great, so I wasn't able to go in there and like listen on the YouTube. But I could hear like noises from the replay, and I couldn't hear you. But that doesn't mean
okay.
that you're not being heard. I can try again right now. Hold on.
They're saying the audio sucks. Let's see if we turn off the hospital noise. I'm sorry, I can't tell everyone to be quiet when it comes to the noise. It's what it is here.
Yeah, I don't hear anything coming, but I'm also on the phone. So I'm on my phone, so I don't know.
Yeah, no big deal. The worst thing these amateur shows do is they always talk about their phone problems. Just got to go on as if they're not there. I know I asked you about it, but no big deal. If anyone can hear us, they can hear us. If not, I am in the lobby of Weill Cornell Hospital. I do know that someone else is coming as well.
Would that be Kitty?
We don't have a bleep button here. We're not supposed to say who's actually going to this hospital as well. But
you could
right
have said
now,
no.
What was that? Oh, yeah, you're right. No, Kitty is definitely not going to show up at the hospital.
It's me.
So,
I'm going to show up. It's me.
I doubt it. Tear God hopefully can show up and do a report from the hospital. If not, then we'll have the two other. We have a doctor and a nurse that are huge fans of the show, huge fans of this show, that happen to work at Weill Cornell. So we've been talking with them. That's how we get Eric's information while we're here. And then, so when I left on Sunday, Eric was already starting with he's not doing the show, he's quitting, which is fine by me. I always ask him to actually quit. So he then proceeded to text me and email me because I didn't have phone service, laughing and saying, you can't shut off my phone, you don't control me, and things like that. So eventually I was able to get AT&T to just cancel the phone. And they said it was going to cost like $800, but I didn't care. At this point, it was just a matter of getting the phone off. He had a new, and I knew that he had a new phone in hand. So I guess Gonzo's got a friend. They call him like serial killer or something. I don't know, some loser. And he's paying for Eric's phone, which is great, since then I don't have to pay for it. And then the only drawback would be is that Eric is going to perhaps not do the channel anymore. I can't really reveal the private talks I have with Eric regarding that, but put it this way. He now has someone else paying for his phone, which was a decent expense for him and the company that runs his channel. So without that, if someone else is paying for it, he has more money for profit. Howard today, they asked him if he ever got paid for doing the show, and he actually did. He didn't really say the actual numbers. I mean, we post them for the fans. Obviously, if his channel stayed open for the 45 days, especially from the beginning, the money would be larger. Sometimes he actually showed his penis on cam. You can barely see it, but that would knock the channel off. So he sabotages his own channel sometimes. And we'll find out if Eric is able to do the show from his bed. I don't know. I'm not sure if he's even in surgery right now. I did get a call today from Marianne. I've known Marianne for a while. She actually worked for me when I owned a bar. Her and Eric worked for us a few times, and she's awesome. She actually is genuine. There's nothing fake about that girl. She asked if I was recording. I told her yes. And then, you know, we didn't really talk much, anything private, so I said, let's go ahead and play the call. Did you hear that call earlier?
I did not, no.
Yeah, so the issue is that people are saying that the scam that Eric's in the hospital. He's definitely in the hospital. I shouldn't say definitely. I would say 95%. The one thing about Eric is he's not a good, consistent liar. So and he's not a good actor either. I know people say he's a scam artist. He's not good at it. The way I interpreted his call to me this morning, which I played earlier, was that he was in the hospital. Do you have any doubts that he is?
I don't think so. It does sound like appendicitis. I mean, I think that it's bad timing. But, yeah, I don't think he's faking it. I think it's real.
Yeah, so I don't know why he would fake it at this point. I mean, he has really nothing to gain. But either way, we'll see what happens with how the alleged surgery goes. I cannot confirm that he's there. I could just say that he said he was, based on my interpretation of his phone call, he's there. So hopefully we'll be able to speak with him, trying to get to a quieter spot here so that you can't really hear it, but the fans can. Maybe we have someone on. 917, you're on the air.
Hey, Ben, it's Kitty.
Hey, Kitty. Yeah, there was some rumors, I know they're not true, that you're headed to the hospital. Crystal had thought maybe it was you, but
No, I was at the hospital, and Eric just sent out a text to people saying that he just told me to leave because he didn't want me to get content, and that's not the reason I went there. The reason I went there was to make sure that he had a sleep apnea band on, which he did not when I arrived. I told the nurse to put it on him. He was a total dick to me, and then I left. I spent $45 on cash to get up here just to make sure he had his fucking sleep apnea band on so he doesn't die on the table.
Fucking sick me.
And he didn't. And that's it.
Yeah,
so
I wouldn't necessarily take it so personally. So I guess I just had text Kitty and Crystal if they wanted to do a quick show, and this was about 30 minutes ago. Kitty was already there, so I had said to take video, but probably she was already there and leaving. And that will show you that she was doing it out of the kindness of her heart, which, again, I caution anyone that tries to have Eric treat them as a normal person in a normal relationship. And that's usually where the problems arise. So I let all the threats, I let everything go completely. I will never react to it, ever. I will only react with humor to it. I will never call the cops on it or do anything like that. But I also don't expect Eric to be the best friend ever. And he can be sincere at times, which confuses me and confuses everyone in his life, because there are plenty of times when he is sincere. It's just in certain situations.
It's just people getting in his ear and telling him to act a certain way and say certain things. And it's just annoying. Like, he couldn't. There's no family there. He's sitting there by himself, and I just came in to make sure he was okay. And he was like, no. Again, it was the exact, I told you no thing. It's like, I'm not going to bother anymore.
All right, so tell us what happened. So how did you decide to come up here to the hospital?
Well, because I asked him if he was wearing his sleep apnea band earlier, and he said no. And that's really important that he has that on if he's going into surgery. If he's sitting there and his appendix erupts and they rush him in, you know, they have to take certain precautions because of his severe sleep apnea. And I just had this feeling like I should go and make sure that he has the freaking band on his arm. And I got there and he still did not have it on his arm. And he's like waiting to go into surgery. And I, you know, he's like sitting on a gurney, like in the hall. He doesn't have a room. And it's, you know, it's sad. And I wanted to be there for him, but he was a dick to me, so I left.
His one little control in life will be that, to be able to tell you to go home. And it's like, whether you listen or not, I know cause you're a good person, so it's hard not to listen to what he's saying when he's saying go home. You just want to be like, fuck you, but you also always have to remember.
Oh, no, he wouldn't look me in the eye. It was like this thing, like, he's been talking to somebody about me or something and, like, couldn't look me in the eye. So I just left. That's what he wants. Fine, he can stay there by himself.
Fine, but again, just keeping in mind his mental state and everything else. It's tough, but I mean, you're the only one that traveled. His dad won't go. His sister definitely won't go, and you're not going to see real any of the Stern crew going there unless they're going to get part of the show, and they're not obligated to. It's his life. I don't like when people come and visit me at the hospital. I freaking hate it. I don't want to see anyone. I just want to go there, get whatever I need to do, and then get out of there. I know people take offense if other people don't visit them. I don't at all. I appreciate no one coming. So if we're going – and it's good to hear from both of you. I haven't heard from you in a week, but I actually did miss speaking with you and speaking with you on the show. The channel – Kitty had texted me. She said, give me the percentage chance that the cameras will be back up. And at first I thought maybe 50-50. Then I said 90%. But the 10% in me will just go and – my phone's really screwing up, and I really just want to go get that phone. And if I do that, I may get all the camera equipment. We are in talks, and this is real, with two other people from the show. We were contacted about a month ago from inquiring about Jeff the Drunk. And my only concern was that he doesn't have the potential capability to get – the Wi-Fi and the internet speed. It's not Wi-Fi, the internet speed that we need. Otherwise, the show is going to really suck. Because Kitty and I were talking about it, and we could expand it to another person. I've been friends with Eric. I've represented Eric too. I don't know Jeff at all. I never spoke to Jeff at all. I don't really think he's that interesting and entertaining. But at least for the fans, it's a place to hang out with some new video in the background. I mean, other than that, we're just going to have to go to the spy cams we have in Kitty's bedroom. But that's going to get old too. So we'll see if that. And there's one other person we're talking to. I can't say it yet. And they know, but can't tell the fans yet. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
If I do get the cameras, then we can move it to another place. I didn't want to keep the show stagnant with just those three cameras, so we wanted to move it even to get it more detailed. So we'll see how it goes. All right, so Kitty, you're heading back now from the hospital?
Yeah, I'm headed back downtown. Yep. $45 later. Well, at least he'll be getting his sleep apnea. I don't know, there's traffic, so it was really expensive. And I wanted to make sure I didn't know what was going on, and I wanted to rush up there, you know, in case something happened or they were bringing him in. So,
Crystal, have you ever been to New York City aside from that one time he told us about? Did she leave off now? Oh, so get this. I'm on the I'm sitting poolside, and all of a sudden I get a text message of a naked girl. Just, you can't see her face. Just, it looked like implant breasts and laying down. So I look, and Kitty, actually, I thought it came from your text because it came on the text. But it was Crystal. I guess she had me and someone else on a group text. Who was it? It was one of the fans on a group text. And she claimed I've sent it to him, but it's funny because I had my in-laws, my kids, my wife there, and I'm looking at this picture. The only saving grace was that there was a lot of hot girls. I kept pointing them out to my father-in-law and my wife, all the hotties at the pool, and that text just randomly came up at that time. So it was fun, and she claimed that she was just sending it to Tawana. Tawana was the other person. Yes, I believe I got to see Crystal naked. I know she only had a few minutes to talk here. I'm only going to do this for a few minutes, and then I'm going to try and go up and see if he'll kick me out or not. Did you see any doctors there?
No, just a bunch of nurses. I saw one doctor not attending to him, attending to somebody who looked like they had, like, diphtheria or something. And then a bunch of, that's another thing. But if you're going to go in there, grab that face mask at the door. Because it's flu season, and there's just people, like, hacking up death all over the place. No, just a bunch of nurses running around.
So the Gonzo Network didn't pay for a private room like his last surgery?
No, it seems like, no. It's, like, in the hallway.
Yeah. Well, you never know. They probably have some time to book the room. If he's just waiting to go into surgery, then maybe hasn't been assigned a room yet. And in fairness to Eric, I mean, he is at probably one of the top 10 hospitals in the world, and we expect nothing less for the big boy. If he's going in for surgery, he needs to have the best, and that's just the way it is. So when you saw him, did you have any dialogue?
Not much. It was just the exact same dialogue as the first time I went to see him at the hospital. It was like, I told you no.
Yeah, but I mean, I never listened to him.
He wouldn't answer. He wouldn't answer any of my questions, really.
Yeah, I would say if you gave it 5 minutes, and then offer something of value to him, then he'll snap right out of it. That's why I love Eric. You know, he can go from threatening to stab you, your wife, your kids, and then if you offer.
What are you saying? I should have offered him $100 for a picture, or like. To have a conversation with me?
$100 would definitely do it. He probably would do it for $20. A lot of times when we're out, fans will come up and ask him to either take a picture or call their friends. And he charges $20 for that. He puts it right in his pocket. So he knows how to work the system, and I don't blame him. He's an entertainer, and that's what he has to do.
But how about a normal conversation? How much do you think it would cost for a normal conversation, for like a few back and forth with him?
How much would it cost for anybody?
No. How much, like, for him to be respectful to me for, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah, I would say about $20. He would snap at it. I'm not even joking. For $20. So we got a bunch of calls. Let's try and get the one. 516, you're on the air.
Hey, Vinny. How are you, brother?
Hey, is this John? Johnny?
Yeah. Yeah, how are you, man?
What's up, man? How you been?
I'm good. I'm good. Last week I was supposed to stop by. Like, remember how we all agreed we'd get him on the air for like 10 minutes just to get something going? I was going to like coach him and weed out all the people that bother him. And he's like, can you bring by some food? You know, we were all in agreement Sunday night. And, you know, texted back and forth, called me. And then, you know, he like cut me off. I don't know. It got weird. I don't know what's going on with him. But he's like antisocial. Then he changed his number. And then he texted me with the new one. And then he changed it again. I don't know. The guy's all over the place lately.
Yeah, he'll come around. Times when he's in a transitional period, right? He's got – I didn't know Gonza was pushing. I mean, it really is a waste of money to pay him $200 a week, but if they want to do it, go ahead. The show probably will get taken down every 10 minutes, and you have to deal with that from a business perspective. See, we didn't do this to make money, so we're not paying Eric per week, but if he can obviously make it a lot more than that. He'll come around. He's in transition. I know you wanted to help him out, and that would have helped him out, but I don't expect him to get that. I don't expect him to get that he can make $2,000 a month doing this channel and working 10 minutes a day compared to $800 a month doing whatever he's doing. So
I agree. I'm looking out for his best interest. Some people playing games. I think Kenny and I are the real ones that want to see him do well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, we all are entertained. He's an entertainer. But I could tell the people that actually care. And you tried for him, man. That's all you can do. We'll see. I have a feeling that maybe, you know, this Gonzo, after the Gonzo war, things will settle down. That's why I'm not so quick to pull the cameras and the internet out of there, although that's probably will happen for the short run. We can always reset it up again. It's not that hard now that we know what we're doing a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man. And again, we'll keep you posted. We have your number. We have the group that we give Eric's new numbers as we get them. It depends on what service. And we have people at the major telephone companies, but some, like if he goes like to Metro PCS, I don't know anyone there to give us his new number. But we'll keep you posted with the new number. And Kitty, I'm trying to work our way through the calls. The number is 657-383-0100. We only have a few minutes left. So I don't believe we can get to most of the calls that are waiting here. I apologize for that. We'll figure out another show. We're just doing this off the cuff. And so, Kitty, after you arrived there, how long do you think you spent there?
About 10 minutes.
One thing about Eric is, I mean, yeah, he won't talk to you, but I mean, you could just hang out. I mean, the guy's great at just hanging around and hanging out. So even if he's not talking to you, I know it's awkward if you're talking to him and he's not responding, but and I know that everyone that you and Jolie were fighting and Gonza. I don't expect people to fly in from California or Atlanta just because every time he goes into the hospital. So I don't think it's fair to say, oh well, Gonza didn't show up or Gonza will show up this time. We'll see. Do you know what happened with the guy? I don't know anything about his channel. I know that the fans had knocked out something. But do you know what actually transpired while I was gone?
I really don't know. I think that fans were contacting Disney and trying to get a cease and desist order to stop Gonzo from using the image of Gonzo the Muppet. And then I guess something happened on Periscope.
Like,
yeah.
Do you think Disney really cares when people use their likeness or images? I mean, they seem pretty cool with things like that. Oh, really? They would?
If you're perverting their image, yes.
I mean, I thought Disney was pretty chill with, like, almost making it open source. Like, use our mouse, use our Gonzo. You know, go ahead and use it for whatever you want to do, especially if you put shit cock after it. Now, I'm sure they'll be cool with it. And I'm sure that Disney won't do anything. But that's, you know, I don't know how much value that really adds to have Gonzo's.
Well,
I mean, what's
when
the first
brand.
Name?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's Guy Gonzalez, I think, is Gonzo's real name. So the Gonzo from the Gonzalez. I mean, you can't really claim that Gonzo is his actual name. So we'll see. I don't know. I think Disney's going to be cool with it, with Gonzo Shitcock. But in reality, a lot of times, what happens in this copyright and trademark infringement cases is that They'll send you a cease and desist. If you don't listen and you keep using it and you're found liable, then you're paying the attorney fee. So if something is as stupid as a dollar worth of value you get out of the gonzo, he can end up paying literally millions in attorney fees, even if the award is only a dollar. So if I was advising gonzo, which I'm not legally, I would say that I've never really looked at the mark, but if it's similar and people can be confused, then probably best not to use it if he didn't create it.
Yeah. I mean, when you're using a very...
In terms of the transition and pulling the cameras, when did he actually do that?
That's a good question. I think maybe the first day, after the second day you left, I think. The second day you were gone, it happened.
Yeah, because I went to my phone. I wasn't getting text messages from non-iPhone users. And I think I was getting yours. And then when I saw it, it's like the show's down, the cameras are gone, and that was that. So I was okay with it. I said not to let him continue to utilize the channel and not do any work, because that would actually just never last. Let's see. And I apologize, I'm not going to get to most of your calls. I'm not sure they're still coming in because the show just ended. 978, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? I'm guessing this isn't the High Pitch Eric podcast.
It is or isn't?
Isn't.
Well, what do you think you're calling?
I don't know. I just don't hear High Pitch.
Oh, you want to hear? Oh, you don't hear High Pitch. Yeah, High Pitch is in the hospital, so we're about to head the production crew up to his room. The only problem is he's in transition, so I'm hoping we can run another show later tonight from his room, but he's been giving our team a hard time. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Lowell, Massachusetts. I didn't mean to tune in kind of late. I just got the email, and I thought I'd give the podcast a try, so I'm sorry to all the viewers have already heard what's going on, but I'm kind of clueless. I just thought I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, don't worry about it, man. So just to recap, we're down. I am down in the basement of the Weill Cornell Hospital. That's in Manhattan. And I'm going to move my way up to the main floor, then to Eric's room. And I'm hoping that we can have the production team also just set it up. The Wi-Fi is not that great, but it's enough to do at least a call-in show without video. So I hope to have Eric on and recovering once he does. So you could tune back in a little bit later. But as opposed to the channel, we'll see how that goes as well. You probably know if you've been listening, he's pulled all the cameras, but he's pretty tough when I'm not around. We'll see if he wants to come around and continue the show. Or
I think he's at the breaking point, because like, I do tune in whenever I'm in my bed, and I don't know why I find myself watching it, because it's really boring. But obviously, I like to tune in for the meltdowns. And, like, when he actually does something other than just an empty room or him watching TV or, you know what I mean, like, anything to kind of get him going, just be a little more entertaining. But at the same token, I don't know, I feel like maybe this surgery's kind of weighing on him a bit, and he's not, you know what I mean? It's definitely weighing on him mentally, and he probably doesn't want to be part of it anymore is what I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with he's made this mental stance in his head, and he loves going against me. And when he can battle me, then he'll do it. It really is for him. Although I do get enjoyment out of it, he can actually pay for his utilities on his own, as opposed to scamming someone like Gonzo or someone else, and make money if he actually keeps it going. I mean, when I was gone, I left. He has over 6,000 subscribers. You can sell a channel with 6,000 subscribers for a decent amount of money.
Is he really making money?
Yeah, and the thing is, I post the numbers as they come, and we've been doing that. So he would make over $2,000, I would say, probably even more by the end of this month. So but he has to keep the channel up and running. We went through at least 30 different channels. If you don't have the channel up and running for 45 days, you make nothing. So, and he sabotaged his own channels. Shuli had a great line today, and I texted him because I heard it. No one really heard it, but he's basically like, I'm teaching myself a lesson. When he's spitting on his own stuff, teaching myself a lesson, you know, instead of teaching me a lesson, you know, that's what he's doing here. When if he gets mad, he'll get naked, and he knows that YouTube will ban the channel, and then he doesn't get any type of revenue from it. I'm not doing it for the revenue, but I think he And he, I know he would at least pay for his stuff and have some pocket change as well, you know?
Fuck you!
It upsets me that why I find him so fascinating. Like, I don't know why I find him so fascinating. Like, whenever he's on Howard, I listen. Whenever I hear an esoteric update, I tune it up. Why do I care so much? I just, you know what I mean? But I mean,
that was the thing.
The greatest.
I like, and I still do, Eric the actor was always my favorite. Now, to call in and hear people, including Gary, Gary was authentically getting mad at Eric the actor. He never understood the real actor. Of course, he's got a little bit of an IQ deficiency, and we're talking about the actor now. And people would say he's so ungrateful and selfish. I mean, that's so awesome. And Howard understood that. I got it. And same thing with High Pitch. I don't like High Pitch as much as I do Eric the actor on the show. So in terms of Whack Packers, I mean, I guess Eric is really the only one that's still out there where he's not so mentally retarded like a Wendy, where it kind of gets – and Gary. But he's a little bit smarter than them, so he does get authentically mad. You know, and you don't – and.
Well, like even that phone call that like High Pitch made to him years ago, like you just kept calling him and calling him, and like Eric the Egg's like, I know it's you, High Pitch. I'm not stupid. Like obviously it's High Pitch. Like how can you just keep playing into this? I know it's you. I'm not stupid. Like that just goes to show. I'm like, okay, clearly, okay, I see. Eric the Egg is a little retarded. I understand. It's almost like, you know, screwing with a first grader. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and to be clear, Eric the actor wasn't technically retarded, and people don't like to use that word for whatever reason, but that's the clinical term. He wasn't. He did have his IQ test. It was in the 90s. I have nightmares that somehow, for whatever reason, I would do an Eric the actor trivia live and get something wrong because, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a freaking nerd when it came to him. I've had at least – I have like 15 pages of notes on Eric, just facts, not even notes, just stupid facts. And one day I'll set them free. But, yeah, his IQ is either 90 or 91, 92. But also he took a physical part of the exam, and that definitely played into it because he did have Ehlers-Danlos disease, or it's not a disease, disorder, whatever he calls it. So
club footed.
Yeah, club fucking footed, you ass wife. I mean, those are the basic ones. But with regard to Eric, if you heard Howard today, he said that his brother-in-law's favorite segment now is High Pitch. And look, Eric yelling at me, smashing monitors, spitting on his own thing, threatening to kill me every other day. I mean, that's funny. That's awesome. A lot of people don't get that aspect, but I got a call from my wife. My wife's got this friend. She's smoking hot, honey, and she works for a medical drug company, but she's one of the salespersons that goes into the doctor's office. So she's always in the car, and she's a huge fan. And a lot of times, like, Lori, do you know Eric called you a cunt on national or international radio? And my wife's cool about it. She gets my humor and my personality. So I'm fortunate in that sense. But, yeah, but it doesn't bother me at all. It never will.
Yeah.
All right, man. So somehow the show ran over about 10, 15 minutes, but it was a great call. Are you in the chat room at all?
Not right now. I'm actually taking a shit.
Oh, nice. So if you are, we'll be there today. I'll send the message to everyone. Thanks for the call, man. I'll send the message to everybody, and let's see if we can get Kitty back on to end this segment. Kitty, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you making a bowel movement too?
No, I'm in the subway station.
Yeah, girls should never do that. It's one of the few things I agree with Howard on. So I apologize. I can't get to all the other calls. There's at least 15 or 16 more. I am going to try and get up to Eric's room, and let's see if we can get him on the phone. He put all my numbers right to voicemail, so it's actually very pleasant. Besides doing the show, I was able to get a lot done today. But he's constantly emailing. He hasn't so he switches from one form of communication to the other. So now he's just emailing me constantly. So I'll deal with him with that. Obviously, some of the people got the joke. So I tell Eric all the time, please never email me again. And like when a trashy girl tells you, never call me again. They really are telling you, call me. Call me again.
Please
just
call
hurt
me.
Or
yes.
offended. Yeah, I know. It's a lot of girls do that. And so unless you get a restraining order, I would say then it's time to stop. But until then, it probably means that they want you to call, but they're upset.
Yeah,
I do it to
if
Eric
someone
too.
Doesn't
sometimes
say anything to you, yeah. If someone doesn't say anything to you and just ghosts you, that means really they don't want to talk to you. But if somebody says
agreed.
Never email me again, that really means please email me.
That's cool. Speaking of Eric the actor,
this is tip.
I'm trying to find. There's this one time I have it documented somewhere, but he actually had a restraining order issued against him, and they rarely play it. I think I got it off the dark web. He was calling into a show. Yeah, he was calling into a show, a reality show that I never even heard of when I read it. I have it in my notes. I can find it. But they actually did issue a restraining order against him. I mean, obviously, they probably never saw who he was before he did it, but he was constantly calling this girl from the show because I think in the reality show, they gave part of the girl's address, something like that, and he was able to look it up. So more Eric the Actor trivia that I have, useless knowledge. All right, so let's end the show. Kitty, I'm sorry that Eric threw you out of the hospital, but I think come tomorrow, once he's done with the surgery, he'll appreciate a visit from you. And
okay.
Really next time that we just asked that you keep all the recordings going so we figure out what's going on. Did you hear the Marianne call today?
Yeah.
Hold on,
stop by.
Yeah, it's debating whether to play
it,
but I don't think there was anything in there that was revealing or private. I mean, I love people call me up and tell me that they give me permission or not give me permission. You're calling me. And
yeah.
Everyone knows all calls are recorded.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to talk
yeah.
and you don't want anything aired, then don't call me. So
I mean,
you called
her that it was recorded and she kept talking. So
yeah.
Go.
And it wouldn't even matter if I did or I didn't. We're both in New York. But I love Marianne, actually. She's sincere and... she's yelling
she's
at me.
She's very sweet.
She sounds like
yeah.
my mom. All those Italian old broads sound the same. God damn it. I get shrivels down my spine hearing that voice. Not for different reasons than most. Where are you? Taking the subway?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, before you're telling us how it's $45, and now you're taking
yeah,
a $3
no, I'm going
subway.
Somewhere else. I'm going downtown, so...
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I think that Eric will definitely be able to... get over whatever he is, and he'll probably, I'd say he'd probably be...
Fuck you out of the house!
Yeah.
Maybe not. All right, let me see if I can get in and talk to him and see if he'll come on the air. Let's end the show now, and then after Eric gets situated, maybe he'll come around. All right, Kitty, appreciate you calling in and keeping the show going while I was gone.
The guy with all the
ouch. Turn my fucking phone on.
Who's the guy with all the dirt on Hollywood's biggest scandals?
Who's Harvick?
What does he know?
This is Kelly Clarkson.
Sometimes you gotta go to an author, TV host, and bigger than life personality to learn. Fame is a bitch.